Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 8, and the week's topic is the role of leadership. Today, our focus is ego, danger ahead, and works with truth number 10 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is ego, danger ahead. This comes from truth number 10 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is Ego Means Danger Ahead. You know, it is so easy as human beings to let our ego take over and direct our actions. And the same is true for organizations. It is easy for an organization to become proud. To become proud of the service, of their programs, of their participation. And when that occurs, the ego is in charge. And that leads to many challenges. Let's start with the Bible verse that we used in the book. And this verse is from Proverbs. It's verse 11:2. And it reads like this. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. Such a beautiful and poignant verse. We can all apply it to ourselves, but what about our parishes or ministries? What does it look like for an organization's ego to get in the way? And as the verse says, does disgrace follow? The answer, my friends, is a resounding yes. And I'm going to explain. This week, we are focused on leadership and marketing in this podcast. And it is so critical for our leaders to understand that ego can certainly get in the way of an organization, a parish, a ministry's good work. As a leader, you need to put aside your own ego, but you also need to be on the lookout for the organization's ego, lest it brings disgrace to you. What is organizational ego, you ask? The most fundamental expression of ego at work is that the parish or the ministry or the organization no longer considers its parishioner or members first and foremost. Rather, it places its focus on itself and what it is or what it can do. As entities focus on what they are doing to the exclusion of worrying about their audience, their parishioner or participant, there are many traps that they begin to fall into. A first and very common trap is the idea that they can do it all, that they can add an additional program of service because their ego assures them that they are the best to handle it, because they can do it all, of course. How do you address that if that starts to happen? The first thing to do is to turn back to your brand promise. What are you promising to those you serve? By doing this new program or offering this additional service, are you still honoring that brand promise? Or Is this new service taking you into new territories? If it fits with what you were promising, then you need to ask some additional questions, like why are you feeling compelled to offer it? Is it truly meeting a need? Or is it possibly just flattering your ego, reminding you of all the things you can do? In the book, I use the example of Zippo lighters, and I just love this example, so I'm going to use it again because it truly is just simply outrageous. Zippo lighters were doing very, very well. This was a number of years ago. So do you know what Zippo decided to do? They decided to launch a Zippo lighters ladies perfume. I kid you not. What in the world were they thinking? This made no sense. It failed miserably. And to be honest, Zippo became a laughingstock in the marketing world. Why in the world would they have done that? Sadly, it is easy for organizational ego to get in the way. We're doing well. We're receiving compliments. We're getting lots of money, maybe in donations or development dollars. We're being asked for more services and programs. And before you know it, the corporate ego kicks in, or the organizational ego kicks in and starts saying, oh yeah, we can do this. We can do more. Not because it's the right or the good thing to do, but because they just feel they can. Just ask Zippo how they fared when ego got in their way. It is good to remember the Bible verse that with pride comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Seek humility in all you do, and you will not find your ego creating danger for you. As you reflect on this Bible verse and on this podcast, ask yourself, has your organization's ego ever crept in before? What was the result? How can you prevent ego from causing problems in the future for you? That's it for today, folks. We look forward to seeing you at our next Marketing God podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore, or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.